Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road.
And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. It's right in the heart of the holiday season. We have bundled up Alex and sent him off to a 3-week tour of Chile and Peru.
Hard to get him in that box.
He's traveling now with the Keystone State Boy Choir. We're really super thrilled that he has this opportunity.
And I'm thrilled I get to have a room for myself.
And Max gets to be an only child for the next 3 weeks.
So if you didn't like the Pokemon podcast, then you might want to tune out for a while.
Yeah, because the only one keeping him from doing Pokemon podcast for the last couple of weeks has been Alex. And now that Alex is out of the picture, Max is ready to go. He's going to get all his Pokemoning in the next 3 weeks. But first, since, and this actually ties into Alex, right? Because since Alex was going early, we had an early Christmas celebration. We gave Alex his Christmas present early.
And I got a few Christmas presents myself. I've talked about Super Mario Maker, which is overall a great game. Mm-hmm. It's so fun going home every day and just opening up new stuff. I even made a game like Flappy Birds, which I'm pretty sure most of you have heard of Flappy Birds. Basically, it's an underwater Mario level, and the pipes are surrounded with spikes. And there's like spikes at the top and the back, so you have to go in between the pipes like in Flappy Bird. And since it's underwater, yeah.
Wow.
So I made Flappy Mario. I'll be uploading that to the internet soon. But let's talk something more blocky.
When you do upload them to the internet, we can give people descriptions, and they can download them and play your game. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and make, I'm thinking, since you can upload 10 levels, maybe, every once a week I'll do a level.
It's not like that level that I played with you, where the whole level was pretty much...
Oh, the door one?
Two doors, and you had to get... If you went to the first door, and they were right next to each other, if you went to the first door, it was a death door. You just got...
No, Dad! One door would be a death door, the other one would be the right door.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of traps that really make you think fast.
Yes, I guess there's... that's a polite way of saying it makes you think fast. The other way of saying it is that...
It makes you wait at your screen!
And there was almost no way to win.
Dad, once you replay it, you're almost certain to win. First time you play it, you may have some trouble.
Yeah.
Second time you play it, yeah, you'll probably win.
So, the other present you got early...
Was... Well, first, let's talk about something a little more blocky. Minecraft. This game I used to love when I was in second and third grade. I kind of died out of it just because I discovered all the secrets. I battled the Ender Dragon 10 times in a war day. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And then it really got me filled up when I heard about Minecraft Story Mode. Well, it's basically Minecraft Story Mode.
So, wait a minute. You're telling me that Minecraft Story Mode is Minecraft Story Mode?
Yeah.
That's brilliant marketing.
I know. And so you choose what Jesse you want to be.
Uh-huh.
Can I just call it Avatar?
Okay, sure.
You choose what Avatar you want to be. I'm just saying the first selection is girls, the second selection is boys.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I played, I got, like... I thought that the first, never mind.
Go ahead.
So, the first time I played for it, there was a girl in the top, and I thought that she was, the boy, and I almost clicked.
But that wouldn't have been so horrible, would it?
And I just get my gender wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's face it. When you have an avatar, you could play... Let's say you wanted to play as an avatar that was a dragon. That would get your entire species wrong, but you wouldn't have a problem with it, would you?
Yeah, but I know what dragons are like.
You don't know what girls are like? Is that what you're saying? Well, I gotta admit, there are days that I'm right there with you. So you choose your avatar. And now, where does the story mode part come in?
Well, after you choose your avatar, basically you get thrown into a world where the first question you ask is, which one would you rather face, a zombie-sized chicken or chicken-sized zombie?
Oh.
And you, by the way, you'd have no weapons. So you'd rather face a giant chicken or zombie-sized, or a chicken zombie-sized.
Boy, I think I'd rather... Boy, that's a tough choice. Okay.
Oh, no, not a giant chicken, but a chicken about your size.
Right. Well, which is giant for a chicken.
And a chicken-sized zombie.
I think I'd rather fight the chicken-sized zombie. What?
I didn't notice this, but then this just came
on. Yeah, but honey, that happens. That happens every time. It just means that the screen went off. We're still recording, trust me.
No, it didn't go off. Like, I saw, like, the 12:30 thing and whatnot.
Yeah, but honey, all you gotta do is click the little button, and we're still recording.
Okay.
But it's okay. I understand that you don't want to waste this podcast gold that you're weaving here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, then you meet your friend who surprises you. And usually, to be honest, and you get to choose what you say. So I play on the Xbox. And the Xbox 360. And pretty much, like, you get, like, there's, like, you have a time limit to say something. And there's three or four selections. Two, three, or four selections. There's never just one selection that you press a button to do. And then your friend surprises you, and usually I say this. When he surprises someone, usually I say this. Nice mask.
And what is the response to that?
He's like, thank you. And he also made a pig whoopant.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
How's it spelled?
I have no clue.
Okay, go ahead.
Whoopint. I'm just gonna call it Whoopint. I'm really sorry if I get it pronounced wrong.
Okay.
And so, he actually made, they're going to the block contest. Basically, you have to build the best thing out of blocks, and they don't give you the blocks, which is the cool part to me, and the fascinating part. They don't give you the blocks to build it. You just have to build it stuff with materials.
Mm.
And then you meet your rival gang, the Ocelot Gang.
The Ocelot Gang.
But the leader actually turns out to be kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll leave that for some later stuff.
Okay.
You meet a lot of different characters. And I'm still on episode 1, and I really love this game. But one of the Ocelot Gangs... And so there's like a pit of lava, so on it, he breaks open a block of it, so it touches the pig, and that will sends the pig flying off. And it also burns down the sculpture. Okay, which one would you do? Which one would you build a sculpture of that would have fireworks in the background? Creeper, Enderman, or Zombie?
Zombie.
I did Creeper.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you guys in the comments say which one you'd want to do.
That's a good idea.
And we can read the comments and see. And maybe, like, we can even, like, count tallies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people wanted it. And then, like, say, I want Creeper. I want Enderman. And, like, whichever one gets the best votings, we could say in our next podcast.
Right.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me. So now I heard some familiar voices on some of the video parts of this game.
What do you mean? Like, there's no real video. I forgot to say the video game parts are outstanding. Like, the walking animation is so much better. And the only real similarity it has to Minecraft is the blockiness.
Right.
That's really the only thing about Minecraft. It's basically your free sandbox world with everything's blocking and the creatures from the game. And so in the mechanics.
But there's some parts of the game that you're not playing, you're just watching like an animated movie, right?
Yeah, but also you get to choose what you say.
Okay, but there are some, I said, for those parts where they have voice actors, we heard a familiar voice, right?
Yep.
And your dad, who was walking through the room, heard that voice and he said, I know who that voice is, and he gave you a name and then looked it up, and sure enough, it was, do you remember?
No.
You forgot already?
Like Dan something?
Dan something?
I forget!
Holy moly! You were not paying attention to me at all. Here I thought I was being brilliant and pulling off this amazing trick of years of pop culture exposition, and you weren't even paying attention. Do you remember, I told you the other part that he played that in pop culture?
Oh yeah, he was like that underground bass guy in S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's right. Also, yes, and it comes out that he's kind of basically an android. Now, do you remember his name?
No.
No? Patton Oswalt.
Oh yeah, that guy, I knew.
The main lead voice.
Yeah, I think that's for the boy character. I don't think it's for the girl character. That would seem a little off.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a very recognizable voice, very recognizable delivery. And yes, I was thrilled to hear that they got Patton to do one of the voices, because I like the guy. I think he's good. You know, when you're old enough, I'll let you listen to a stand-up.
You know, the only thing that kind of is... that I don't like is the voice animation. Like, I know they have to move the voices, but, like, the blocky, like, lip moving, that doesn't really... it kind of creeps me out.
Oh, is that right?
But, hey, if that's the only thing that's bad about it, it's not like it's a terrible game.
So, what's the plot so far?
Well, basically, so, the plot kind of shifts. First, it's trying to win an Endocon contest. The building contest, but then, as I said, your Tau Rupert, your pig, gets touched by some of the lava that one of the Ocelots gets and runs off in the forest. You have two choices: protect your sculpture or save your best friend Rupert. Which one would you do?
You gotta save your best friend.
That's what I did, but hey, maybe there's some people in the comments that disagree with us.
That's true.
And that's why I like when there's like two big decisions, I'm going to save them and say, which one would you do?
Okay.
Well, now get us some comments.
So you chose to save your friend.
Yeah, were
you able to save him?
Yes, we were able to find him. But the Ocelot gang won again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, probably because ours got blown down. We would have won!
Yeah.
And then, so basically, we get cornered by some zombies and our wooden sword breaks.
Uh-oh.
Stupid wooden swords.
Stupid wooden sword?
Made out of wood. And you're in.
Okay, go ahead.
So, now you meet up with another character, like Pokia, I forget her name.
Okay.
Pinocchio. And so basically, she's kind of like this rogue character that you meet. She helps you out, and you make a stone sword, which should hopefully last longer than that wooden sword.
Right.
A crappy wooden sword. At least it's better than gold. That thing has the same attack power. And melts faster.
Mm-hmm.
And breaks faster. Like, seriously, there's no use for gold.
True.
I'm sorry. Oh, butter, some people call it. I guess that wouldn't make sense since butter's slicey and yellow, but...
Yes. A butter sword would not do you much good.
Yeah.
So,
maybe for snack time, but...
maybe when it's time to make a sandwich, you'd like a butter sword.
Yeah. But moving on, so now you go back into the city, you find your pig Whoopin', which is good, and there's a shady deal that she gets into. It's a secret deal that she gets into. And so you and her go to there, you have to start out a little time with the deal. And actually, so you get, she has a Riffle Skull. Riffle Skull, like Riffle with a W-H.
Okay.
Riffle.
Whiffer?
I'm just going to call it Riffle Skull.
Okay.
I'm sorry, there's a lot of pronunciations. I'm getting so hung here. But you're able, but so actually the deal actually in the chest gives you Lapis Lazuli.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, but I would rather have a diamond. And so basically you have to go chasing after, and that's how you find Lupin from a butcher stop. And the way I saved him was pulling out my sword and threatening him with it. Like, give me back my pig, I got a sword. So now you have to find the shady guy. Actually, you just paused me right when we were about to find him, so.
Oh, really? That's when we had to go to school this morning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, will you be updating us later as this goes on?
Yes, I will. And there's different stories. I'm only on, like, chapter one of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really interesting about the, like, about the mist in it, and really how it expands the Minecraft universe. Like, in the regular Minecraft universe, you couldn't even use two wands without a mod.
Right.
But in this universe, you can use both arms, and your legs can bend.
Mm-hmm.
And your arms aren't just, like, going up and, like, forward and backwards. The legs can move sideways. Basically, Pokemon X and Y just happened to this universe.
So both of these video games incorporate the concept of building something, of making something, right?
Well, you don't really make it, you just spam a button and they all make it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So my question is, If I was an evil Grinch father and I told you that you were able to keep one game, but one of those that you got, you had to give back, which one would you keep and which one would you give back?
You've got
Minecraft Story Mode in one hand. You've got Super Mario Maker in the other hand, and your evil father is telling you you've got to give one of them back. What do you do?
I don't know.
Got to give one of them back.
Minecraft Story Mode, I give back. It's a good game, but Super Mario Maker has more playability and will last me a longer time.
And if I understood you right, like every day they give you something else that you can download?
Well, actually, I've gotten everything in the game, mm-hmm. So. I'm sorry to all the people who would say no. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't give either of them away, but if I had to, I'd give Minecraft Story Mode.
If you had to give one back, it would be Story Mode. Mario Maker of the two is slightly better.
No, they're both the same. I'm only doing it because I think that Super Mario Maker has more playability time.
Oh, I see. So they're the same quality, but you could get more playing out of Super Mario Maker. You could play that for a longer time.
Because each world has full levels and you have 30 worlds.
That's a lot of playability.
So wait, 30 times 4 would be, I think, 120?
I think you're right.
Yeah, because 30 times 3 equals 90, and then another 30 would be 120.
It always amazes me how your mind breaks down math so much differently than my mind. I would have said 3 times 4 is 12. So what did you say? 4 times 30?
Mm-hmm.
So 4 times 30 is 12 with 1 0 behind it.
I just pretty much break the number in half. and then do that to add it, and then I basically just like say like 10 times 10 will operate 10. Basically, oh, here's basically what I do. I do 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and then I add 50, so that'd be halfway through. And it's 100. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that. And 50 plus 50 equals 100.
My God. Hey, as long as it works for you, I'm thrilled. Because you do math very well in your head. I don't need to necessarily understand how you're doing all of that. So,
I don't really understand how to do math any multiplication any other way, to be honest.
Listen, as long as it works. So, anything else you want to say before we wrap up this podcast about Minecraft Story Mode? So far, very happy with it. Here's one question. Now, pretty soon, as we've already seen with Star Wars Battlefront, since we've got an Xbox 360. We do not have an Xbox One. And your brother, for his big Christmas present this year, and it's also his birthday present for the coming year, got a PlayStation 4. Are you looking forward to changing over to the PS4? Or are you going to hold on to that 360 for as long as you possibly can, and the Wii U?
Well, I'm going to the Wii U, I'm going to keep holding on because there's very different they're different companies altogether. But I think that eventually I'll have to switch over to the PS4 or the Xbox One. And all the new Wii that comes out, because to be honest, all new Nintendo console that comes out. Like, the stuff I'm really not looking forward to is having to switch over to the new 3DS that they've made.
Oh, they've got a new 3DS coming out?
And you know what it's called? Okay, wait, get ready for the most creative name in the whole wide world, okay? The new 3DS.
Is that what they're calling it? Is the new 3DS?
I know.
It's weak sauce.
I know. It's the worst name ever. Yay, futuristic D. It's new.
What does the new 3DS offer that the old 3DS doesn't?
A button.
Really?
What's the button? It just adds another circle pad. So now, guess what? We have 3 circle pads on our thing.
Oh my god, too many pads.
Yeah, so first you have the pad that goes up, down, left, and right. You have the circle pad, which I usually use, just because you can go all the way. And now there's this little version of it that I don't think we really needed. But apparently, Nintendo just needed more money and you needed to market this.
Wowzers.
So that's something that I'm not looking forward to, is having to switch over to it. But I know eventually I'll have to if I want to keep up with Pokemon.
Of course.
But
you do want to keep up with Pokemon. Unless you outgrow it. You could finally get tired of Pokemon. Leave. Just like one time you were all about the Thomas the Tank Engine. And now you've kind of moved beyond it. Doesn't mean that Thomas was bad. It's just that you're wrong. And you moved on.
No.
Do you think that'll ever happen with Pokemon?
I don't know. Well, I want to say that there was a part of my life. Like, actually, this summer, I kind of moved away from Pokemon. I moved more into Dragon Ball Z and whatnot. Uh-huh. But now I'm getting back into Pokemon.
They sucked you right back in, didn't they?
I think it was on like a plane ride or something, I forget. But like it was on a plane ride single, and I played Pokemon, like, yeah, this is a good game.
Alright, so let's wrap up this podcast in which we are talking about Minecraft Story Mode.
Well, speaking for myself and my dad and my brothers who's across the country.
In a different country.
I think he'll want to hear this one.
Yes, he will.
Let's see if hopefully that packaging was strong enough to hold him.
Yes, hopefully he got out of the box by now.
So, goodbye, everybody. Also, wait. You can find us on iTunes, Stitchers, and the Blueberry Network.
Very good.
A network made up of blueberries.
Oh my. Say goodnight, Gracie.
What?
And say goodbye, Max.
Goodbye, everybody.